Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing it, shit, the rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you kind of computer did. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we brought up bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Press. Thank you for tuning in to episode 588 of the Murder Master Music Show. Tonight, we're going to add another legendary member to the archives. You know what I'm saying? Got a new project out, the Billy Yans Project, Six Pack. And I'm telling you, you guys are in for a treat, especially those of you like myself who love real hip-hop. That's what this is all about. We're going to preview a couple tracks off that. It's available March 8th here in just a few days, so make sure you go out and support this. You know what I'm saying? Anytime an artist drops real hip-hop like this, we got to get behind it and support it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's chop it up with the homie Billy, man, and then we're going to play a few of these tracks. Billy, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, family. What's going on with you?
Man, first and foremost, it's a huge honor to interview you, man. I've been in the hip-hop community myself for a couple decades, and more importantly, I've been a fan of the music for many years. And your contributions to hip-hop are you know what I'm saying, much, much appreciated, man, by those of us that appreciate the art form. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the support, man, throughout the years. And it's always been important that we receive that support. But this moment right now is especially important. You know what I mean?
It's very crucial. You're 100% right. It seems like there's almost a conspiracy at hand to destroy hip hop in many aspects, and I just seen something. I'm not going to get into it too much, but I just seen something where a modern age rapper said that older rappers need to kiss younger rappers' feet. And I'm getting tired of disrespect, man. You being a guy that worked with so many legends and you're a legend yourself, how does it make you feel when some of these guys just don't show respect to those before them? Because you didn't come up like that. You always show respect to the guys before you, did you not?
Of course. You know what, really, I think people are just in different spaces now. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people feel like they don't need to have that form. And, you know, we can't, you know, we're not puppet masters. We can't guide these young kids and show them how to respect the pioneers of the game like they're supposed to. One thing I do like about the music, regardless what anyone says, older generation or new generation, I'm happy that the music is still going. This is hip-hop music, and they, you know, in the beginning, we all know, you know, a lot of us know that they said that it wouldn't even last 10 years, you know what I mean? So now, we're decades in, and the guys from the corners, like myself and a lot of other artists, you know, we're now able to provide for our families and keep things going and, you know, keep everybody in the household taken care of. So I love the way hip-hop is right now. However these young dudes feel about it, they feel about it. However the older heads feel about it, they feel about it. I'm just happy that it's still going, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 50 years later, it's still here. And I want to make it clear, too, not all the youth feel that way. We've showcased many young artists, you know, talented young artists on the show who pay respect to those before them, who get it. You know, it's just like with anything else. If you become a boxer, you're going to pay respect to Tyson, Ali, Rocky Marciano, whoever. You know, but it's almost like hip-hop is missing that respect in certain aspects. And I'm glad to see that some of the youth still do respect it. This new project, I got to tell you, I listened to it, man. I'm loving it, man. The six-pack, man. Tell everybody your motivation behind this, man. What made you want to drop this in 2019?
Well, I mean, I've always, you know, for some years I've been kind of trying to figure out how to focus on doing a solo project, as well as Fame has been trying to figure out how to do a solo project, because we've been doing the group thing for so long, and that's what people know us as. But as artists individually, like, we got some things that we want to do that we kind of want to put out there. So for me, the focus on dropping this actual six pack is I wanted to do something different. Most artists, I mean, for the life of the music industry up until this point, it's always been one single, you know, then another single, then the album, or however it was. But I think, you know what? My version of a single is going to be multiple records so that I can capture all the emotions that I need to capture with putting out my version of a single. You know what I mean? Some people are calling it an EP, but it's not. It's my version of a single. It's the six pack. And the production on there, I believe, is great. For the most part, like, these are fairly new producers, but they're fucking awesome, as you can hear. And you know, I wanted to make sure I provided the records, the different caliber and different styles of records, so people can actually see a wider version of dance and give them what I think they deserve. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, and you know, we're gonna give them a little taste. I want to come back and chop it up with you. I just picked a couple, you know, because you don't want to give them too much. The first one I picked is Ain't Gonna Do Shit. This one is a monster, man. Why don't you kind of explain this one in the intro for us, bro?
You know what, bro? This joint is like Ain't Gonna Do Shit, produced by my man Quincy Tones, featuring my brother Fizzy Woe and my other brother Teflon. And it's basically just, you know, all you tough guys out there, like, you ain't really got to be tough, man. Knock it down. Knock it off. You know what I mean? You ain't going to do shit. That's it, man. Six pack, Bill Dance, March 8th. We on them. Huh. Huh.
Drinking your juice in the hood, nigga. the chimpanzee. I would light up your grill like Jeff Ramsey. But murder ain't always gotta be the case. I speed bag him and blew the dick in your face from the reservoir. Live wire, bitch. I change your nigga channel. I got that Amazon fire stick. So, kill all that gun boy talk today. I'ma take off today. Now walk away.
You scared to be yourself in front of people. This is all about your ego.
You ain't gon' do shit. You ain't gon' do shit.
You out here in these streets. You try to show what you a beat.
You ain't gon' do shit. You ain't gon' do shit.
Man, I'm sick of tired of niggas lying. Hollin' by how they gripping iron and they click is rotten. Where I'm from, it was a different climate. Shit was violent. Niggas move slicker than they shit is silent. Nowadays, niggas acting like they extra diving. No sooner some things pop, they gon' be testifying. Miss me with the street tales, I ain't buying. Know you sweet, I can tell by the look in your eyes. And you looking surprised. When the Brooklyn guys arrive, you look to the side. You shook in the side. Surprise, took it, don't fuck with them guys. Know that fake dumb guys is just a disguise. Everything in the dark must come to the light. We street certified, we ain't got nothing to hide. Don't make me expose you, put that front in the side. Cause I was straight dumb, flump them and jump in the ride.
You scared to be yourself in front of people. This is all about your ego.
You ain't gon' do shit. You ain't gon' do shit.
Talking about right there. There's no reason for you not to go out and get the word in. It's available March 8th.
Right.
Just a couple days, man. Aside from that right there, that should be the most obvious right there, one of the most obvious. Why should the people go out and buy this project?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for good music, that's the first thing and the main thing.
Yeah.
If you're looking for good music, you want to hear something outside of what's now the ordinary. And like, you know, for the MOP fans, which I'm always grateful for, like, I'm making sure that, you know, I'm continuing to carry the flag and provide you guys with what it is that that brought you into the family in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So definitely go get it, support, you know, it, not just my music, just support music, period, man, because us as artists out here, you know, we spend a lot of time in the studio and a lot of effort putting these records together. So we want to make sure that we appreciate it. And you know, me, I'm not just an artist. I'm a fan as well. So anytime any artists drop records, you know, I'm always buying it and supporting it and playing it and, you know, making sure I try to promote it to the people as much as I can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. I see DJ Premier got his copy, pre-ordered his copy.
Awesome.
That's got to be huge. You've worked with DJ Premier a lot over the years. You know, what is he like, man? What's it like to work with DJ Premier?
It's weird, man. Because people look at him for what he is. Like, he's a great producer, one of the greatest of all times. He's an amazing musician, and, you know, he makes sure that he's very professional and everything. But when it comes to my relationship with him, it's sort of different, even though we do what we got to do professionally. But it's more like going to your cousin's house and hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't seen your cousin in a few months. So we in here, we supposed to be doing a record. Sometimes we'll just sit there and just kick it for hours before we even get started on the record. You know what I mean? So working with Premier, the experience of working with someone that's so great, it could shake you a little bit because you know you're going in here with Premier. But at the same time, he's such a humble dude. He make you feel comfortable and you're right at home with him. You know what I mean? And my relationship with Premier goes back a long time. And not only, you know, is he someone I work with as an artist, but he's also a fan of what we do, of what MOP do. So that makes it a little easy. And still with some pressure because it is the great DJ Premier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I like what he did with MC8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MC8, I thought... That's so dope to see this legendary East Coast producer, this legendary West Coast MC collaborating together. What about you? I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of artists over the years, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever thought about doing like a project with somebody from the West or Midwest or maybe down South?
You know what, that's that. Well, first of all, you know, Scarface is in my top three.
Yeah.
MC8. I've always been an MC8 fan. I could, you know, there's a story where, like, when I first met 8, you know, I just got into the business. I literally chased this dude around for 3 days at the Gavin convention just trying to get an autograph from him. So the West Coast artists, like, I've always been a fan of, you know, the whole Dog Pound and Snoop and Dre and all these other cats, Ice Cube, everybody. So, yeah, it's definitely been in my head. To do at least some records with some cats from the West Coast, and at least some records from some cats from down South. So, because there's talent everywhere, right? There's real talent, and I'm fortunate enough to been, you know, I came in the game early enough or some time ago where I actually became friends with a lot of these people and. Not just being a fan and them being fans of mine. So this should be easy. I like that suggestion too, bro. I might really start digging into that, like getting some stuff done with the West Coast cats and some cats down South.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Jay Hood and Yuck Mouth just dropped a dope project together. I'm starting to see more of this. I'm loving to see these collaboration albums. You know,
mm-hmm.
So for people that say hip-hop is dead, man, they have no clue. It's really thriving. They're just not looking in the right places, you know.
Right.
And, it's good to see that type of stuff. Also, another thing,
right.
You've always embraced the rock side of things. You know, hip-hop and rock, you know, they merged together, obviously, many, many years ago. You know what I'm saying? When did you develop a love for rock music, man? Who are some of the bands that you grew up listening to?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about when we all grew up, right? Sometimes like, we never knew who the bands was or who the artist was or where they were from because that didn't matter as long as it was good music, right? So, you know, I listened to whatever came on that radio and it sounded good to us. You know what I'm saying? Like the latest group that I've been stuck on was Nickelback, which I thought Nickelback, they had a good clean sound, so a lot of the hardcore rock fans didn't really appreciate them, but those guys had some big, big records, some huge rock records. And, you know, as far as MOP go, just our style of music, you know, high energy, it kind of blended in very well with rock music, so that's why it was easy for us, you know, that's why it is easy for us to make these kind of records. You know what I mean? That high energy. We love it, man. And the fans love it, so we got to give them what they want, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I respect that, too, man. You listen, you pay attention to your fan base, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they really appreciate when an artist does that. You know, what motivates you, you know what I'm saying, to keep giving back to the fans, you know, here we are 2019, you know what I'm saying, 25 years later, man, from the debut album. Congratulations on that, dude. That's a huge
thank
milestone.
You, brother.
What keeps you going, man, a quarter century later? You still got that drive, man.
Well, you know what? I make music the way I make it because that's how I want to hear it. So the drive to do that is the absence of that caliber of music, that high energy music, or the way that I create it. So, because I'm an artist first, right? Before I started making money from music, I actually just wrote music, and you know, I did my little verses here and there, and I did it because I loved it. Which is the same right now. Like, I do it because I love it, and because I've been appreciated enough for myself over the past two decades of putting music out. Like, that's my fuel. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I got my partners around me and my team around me that they fuel me to go. You know what I mean? They light a fire under me, and I mean, I can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I got a voice, I'm going to continue to make music.
Yeah, that's good to know, man. I know the fans definitely appreciate that. You know, like I was just telling the homies the other day, man, I'm waiting on another Ice-T record. The last one he dropped, you know, outside of Body Count was like 2007. I'm like, man, I need that. And then you mentioned Bass. We ain't heard a Ghetto Boys album in, what, 13 years, 12 years. Like, man, we need that shit. You know what I mean? We need another Ghetto Boys project. You know, so
definitely another Ghetto Boys project.
Oh, man, yeah, because the last one, you know, that was a great album. I thought, man, that was a real good project. But if I don't know how far back you go with the Ghetto Boys, but I know the original lineup, rest in peace, DJ Ready Red, the original lineup with Sire Jukebox and Prince Johnny C, and them, they're actually working on music right now as we speak. And the last project they did together was over 30 years ago. So that's great news.
Wow.
You know, that's
wow.
That stuff that,
man,
you know,
let me tell you something, brother, like
us, look forward to.
Like I said, yeah. Scarface is in my top three. And a couple of years ago, my phone rang and Scarface, it was Scarface, which I didn't know how he got my number or anything. It was on my birthday. He told me he needed me to do something on my birthday. And, dude, I totally forgot it was my birthday. That's how big of a fan of Scarface or Ghetto Boys that I am. So, you know, I went and got done what he needed, you know, whatever he needed me to do, I went and got it done. And I missed my whole birthday, but it was a great birthday present for me, for Scarface to call on the phone. So, huge Ghetto Boy fan, man. Huge fan.
Yeah. Well, heck of a birthday call right there, man.
Yeah, right?
I tell you what, We're gonna go to the second track. Then I'm gonna come back and chop it up with you for a little bit more. This one here is "He's All Right" off the Six Pack Billy Dance Project. Make sure you guys go support that. What if you can't do the same? Kind
of
just break it down and intro this one for us, huh?
Of course, there you go. He's all right. Like most of these dudes, they're good. I won't take nothing from them, but he ain't real. They ain't that real. You know what I'm saying? This is produced by my boy G-Wiz, man, from up in Connecticut. Bomb track. So, you know what I mean? Off Billy Dan Six Pack coming March 8th. He's all right. Let's go, y'all.
No, your boss ain't got no conviction.
No,
your video in the slum. Two bitches with blunt, a couple niggas with guns. Is not convincing.
No,
I ain't buying this bullshit you pitching. You lightweight, I couldn't see you as an opposition. 605 poly protector, nigga, I would disconnect ya.
Boom.
Drop a pin on the gram, have your fans come collect ya.
Damn.
Body parts everywhere, Hannibal Lecter. I'll never be sure why they respect ya, cause
again, that's, you know what I'm saying, Six Pack, the Billy Dance Project. Make sure you go support that March 8th. Want to send a shout out to MJ's Hip Hop Connects. You know what I'm saying? Support her and everything she does as well. I'm going to bring back on Billy Dance. We're going to chop it up for a little bit more. Man, that's real pure hip hop, man. That is finest, man. Real talk. And that's just two of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after they hear all six, they're going to want to hear 600 more. You know, are you planning on doing another solo project? Or?
Well, again, this is not a project, brother. This is my version of a single. So
this is a single.
I'll give you a single,
yeah,
then I'll make you another single. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to wait and see what's going on. But I got a slew of records, bro. So, and like I said, my fans and my partners and my team, my family gave me this this new energy, so I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gone, dude. You know, if you can't find me, I'm always in the studio working somewhere, man, or trying to get, you know, put some new material together. So I got enough material to last at least another 2 years, you know what I'm saying, if I continue to drop them as the six packs. But, I mean, we'll see what's coming up, you know what I mean? But for right now, March 8th, the Billy Dance Project six-pack will be available everywhere. There's also a pre-order link. So, you know, anybody, you know, you can find it floating around the internet somewhere. So, you know, go out and get what you need, man. I got it for you.
You know, got to support that. Definitely, definitely. And I got one more question to ask you, and then I'm going to bring on my dude from France. He's got a couple quick questions for you. This one I gotta ask, otherwise my listeners will crucify me. Is there a possibility of another MOP project in the works?
Of course. That's always in the works. That's... Like, we do records, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just did an MOP record last week. You know what I'm saying? So we do records, and we stockpiling to make sure people get what they need. We're not gonna cut off the lifeline. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep going. And one thing people really need to understand about MOP, like, we're not a rap group. We just happen to be a rap group. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are definitely a family. Me and Fame been friends and family for so long. Like, so back, we go so far back, we don't even remember where we met. You know what I mean? So as long as we making music, we're gonna give you that. And don't take this Billy Dance Project six pack as Billy Dance actually going solo. It's just a project that you get most of my vocals on, but Fame is involved 100%. And if he didn't okay these records that I'm putting out, then y'all wouldn't get them. You know what I mean? So it's MOP for life, brother. It ain't gonna never change.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you can't do MOP records, or Lil Fame records, Billy Dance records, or Billy Dan's
right.
Scarface records, hopefully. That would be dope.
Right.
You know, I'm just throwing that out
right.
there. We were talking about it. But I'm going to bring on the homie Lord Sinister from France. He actually interviewed you in France in 2012, man. Here he is.
Sinister.
Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott.
Mm.
Hi, Billy Dance.
What's
up, man? I interviewed you in Yeah, I'm fine. I interviewed you in 2012, in fact. So it was dope to see you.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the song To the Death, who sounds really like a dancehall gabber funk, like sort of a Mike Dean production? It was very different from the rest we did after.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, To the Death, I think that was produced by Lazy Lays, my boy Lays, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it's, you know, when you're getting into the music, like, you want to solidify who you are or who your team is. So we felt the need to make sure everybody understood that this is MOP, we are MOP, and we will continue to be MOP forever. Also, before the music, there was a lot of things that happened throughout our lives that we needed to get out, and music was our outlet. So, you know, we put that record To the Death out, and it was for the fans, of course, but it was really for a lot of it was mainly geared for us and our family that, you know, that we grew up with, or helped raise us and mold us into the men that we became at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, on On 2000, you recorded with the group Project Players and Tom Ski Mask. It was a Memphis artist on the song Run Him Over.
Oh,
can you tell us about
Run Him Over?
Yeah, can you tell us about this one?
What's the song? I'm sorry, say it again.
It's called Run Him Over.
Run Him Over.
Yeah.
Run Him Over.
It's Project Players.
Was it an MOP record?
It was.
Oh yeah.
Project Players.
Project Players. Is that
featuring Tom Ski Mask and MOP?
Yes, sir.
Tom Ski Mask. Ah, fuck, dude. You're talking about so far back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, please understand, like, we've done over 1,000 records. So sometimes going back to some of these records, like, I can't remember what was going on at the time or what vibe that we had. But how about this, Sinister? How about you tell me your thought on the record? Refreshing my memory, brother.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I love it, man.
As Lord Bumbers back in the day, why are you featuring with the hardcore group 36 Mafia? Never happened because they were on Lou level two at time at the same time as yours.
Yeah, right. You know what? I don't know, bro, but 36, we were always cool with 36 Mafia, Paul, and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, we were all kind of doing our own things. Really, at that time in the business, it was competition, but it was friendly competition. It wasn't like today where everybody want to disrespect each other on the internet and have fights and shootings and all of that. We just had friendly competition. So I would take a 36 Mafia record or a Wu-Tang Clan record or a Mobb Deep record and use that as fuel to create the next MOP record. You know what I'm saying? But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think 36 Mafia is getting back together, and that's something that I will definitely look into because it makes sense, brother. So it might happen, man. We might be able to get one going sometime this year or whenever we can get around to it.
Well, hell yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And again, Billy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. And, you know, everybody go out and get the six-pack Billy Dance Project March 4th. It's coming up here in just a few days.
March
8th. Yeah, today's March 4th. My bad. March 8th, here 4 days from now. But before we get out of here, man, if you can, I want to give you the floor, man. Give them all your social media if they want to holler at you for verses or shows or whatever, man. Just let them know the business.
Yeah, listen, for verses, shows, or just straight up, you know, conversation, just holler at me, man. You can hit me on IG at BillyDanz1545, on Twitter, BillDanzMOT, and you can find me, you know, on Facebook. And like I said, like, you know, if it's business or if you just probably, for the younger artists, if you probably just need some guidance or whatever, I've been here a long time. I hit a lot of walls that I can help you, prevent you from hitting. You know what I mean? So just give me a holler or, you know, IG, Twitter, Facebook. I'm always around. I'm always here, man. Also, you can hit up on IG at We Build Hits and Rise and Fire, at Rise and Fire. You know, just get at us, man. We here to help. We here to not just do music, but we're here to help the next generation be better. You know what I mean? So y'all can always holler at me, man. Bill Dance. All right? Salute.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. You have a blessed day, and everybody go out March 8th and top that six-pack Billy Dance Project. Man, I hope to have you on again in the future, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
You take care.
Peace.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Everybody's Billy Dance. Make sure to go out and support him. Again, that's March 8th with six-pack the Billy Dance Project. You heard a couple tracks off here. We're gonna play the first one we played for you one more time, man. This Ain't Gonna Do Shit. Hell of a song. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and support this real hip-hop. Again, shout-out to MJ's Hip Hop Connects. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. We will see you guys very soon in the near future. Murder Mass Music Show. UGS for life.
With the aftermarket clip in it on Instagram, hollering how you got hollow tips in it. When shit- ashtray. You little bitch ass motherfucker, come over here and get your damn daddy a hug. Don't try to be a menace to Brown Village while drinking your juice in the hood, nigga. You were just a chimpanzee. I would light up your grill like Jeff Ramsey. But murder ain't always gotta be the case. I speed bag him and blew it in your face from the reservoir. Live wire, bitch. I change your nigga channel. I got that Amazon fire stick. So, kill all that gun boy talk today. I'ma take off today. Now walk away.
You scared to be yourself in front of people. This is all about your ego.
You ain't gon' do shit. You ain't gon' do shit.
You out here in these streets. You tryna show what you will be.
You ain't gon' do shit. You ain't gon' do shit.
Man, I'm sick of tired of niggas lying. Hollin' about how they gripping iron and they click is rotten. Where I'm from, it was a different climate. Shit was violent. Niggas move slick and then they shit is silent. Nowadays, niggas acting like they extra livin'. No sooner some things pop, they gon' be testifying. Miss me with the street tales, I ain't buying. Know you sweet, I can tell by the look in your eyes. And you lookin' surprised. When the Brooklyn guys arrive, you look to the side. You shookin' inside. Surprise, just don't fuck with them guys. Know that fake tough guys is just a disguise. Everything in the dark must come to the light. We street certified, we ain't got nothing to hide. Don't make me expose you, put that front in the side. Cause I was straight dump, flump them and jump in the ride.
You scared to be yourself in front of people.
Wrong with the group, but what they fail to realize that when it comes down to MO.